Libertyville, Tuesday, May 26, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Sean and Chloe. The weather forecast shows continued chances for rain all this week. Southeast to southwesterly winds swirl about from 14 to 28 kilometers per hour. Temperatures continue from a low of 29 to a high of 35 degrees. Today we feature an interview with Sean, our German-Irish Sean, who's been working full-time for Oroville Radio for the last 7 months in an alternative educational program abroad versus conscription into the armed services. Sean, how has your time been here in Oroville with your most of your time spent at the radio?
I enjoyed my time here very much. There was so many different things to do at the radio and so many things to experience and such a great team of people to work with. And just a very special atmosphere at the Oroville Radio.
Did you have any radio experience before you came here?
No, I had no experience at all. But I think that's the thing about Oroville, that you can come here and do whatever you feel like, even without having any knowledge of it before.
Yeah, it's a great place to learn new things, and you get a chance to learn while you're experiencing. Sean, do you plan to now go directly back to your country, Ireland, Germany, or will you travel around India?
I will start studying in beginning of August in Germany, but until then I will still be traveling around, yeah.
And now the big question, Sean. When your studies are completed, will you come back to Oroville?
I'm pretty sure I will see Oroville again sometime. Maybe it's not my first destination, but for sure one in my life.
That's great.
I think I see Oroville as a whole as an opportunity for young people all over the world. People should either come here and see what's happening here or start similar projects somewhere over the world.
Does anything stand out in your mind during this past 7 months that was especially noteworthy, that, you know, like a moment you'll keep in your heart forever?
I don't remember a moment like that right now. But I remember my whole time here as a time where I've been very, very happy. I've never been in a really bad mood for 7 months, and that's very unusual for me.
That says a lot. Okay, thank you so much, Sean, for talking with us and for being here.
You're very welcome.
Well, after a long delay, some of the cycle paths recently funded by the government of India via L'Avenir are finished. It's a great way to get to Solar Kitchen from the communities of Progress, Samasti, Sharanga, Certitude, and the path that leads from Solar Kitchen to Center Guesthouse has been upgraded with a new barrier that can easily be passed through now. The amount of goodwill and sacrifice made by numerous people is greatly appreciated. More paths will soon appear on which to cycle through our city the Earth needs. A group of young designers working on a bicycle-friendly environment have developed some ideas and concepts together with their Oroville mentors and will present sketches of shelters, parking, paths, barriers, junctions, roadmaps, and landmarks for cycling. This presentation will be on Saturday, 30th of May at 10:30 a.m. at Town Hall in the Viewing Auditorium. Oroville Community Transport ACT now offers a Pondy trip every morning, starting at 7:45 a.m. from the transport service around the Certitude corner, returning from Pondy at 12 noon. Travelers on the bus are asked to carry a valid boarding pass and to get it punched as frequently as possible to contribute towards supporting this service. Boarding passes are available at Financial Service. And by the way, those who need to spend the entire day in Pondy may use the bus service returning from Pondy at 8:30 p.m. Here's something from Robert Louis Stevenson. To know what you prefer instead of humbly saying amen to what the world tells you you ought to prefer is to have kept your soul alive. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.